This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indestructible. These things are indestructible. And when your weapon is in one of these, it is not going to go off. So you can carry your weapon with a round in the chamber. Isn't that cool? Anyway. Donald Trump went to Mexico. I sort of poked during his visit with the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, that the Donald reminded him of the utter hypocrisy that Mexico exhibits on border security and immigration control, because that's what they practice. Trump should remind those who alternatively accuse him of a racist immigration stance and then flip-flopping when he softens it, that border security could be achieved simply by adapting Mexico's policy, which I have been a proponent and a advocate for many years. In 2014, Breitbart News reported that Mexico deported more illegal aliens than did the United States as part of its strict control of its borders. From January to December, Mexico deported 107,199 Central American immigrants by land, while the U.S. only deported 104,688 during the time period. Of those deported by land from Mexico, 43,456 are from Honduras, 41,731 Guatemala, 20,988 from El Salvador, and 1,024 from Nicaragua. Now, appearing on Fox News, Chris Cabrera of the National Border Patrol Council noted that it is a felony just to cross the border into Mexico illegally. There is no green card, no food stamps, or pathway to Mexican citizenship. Coming from Investors Business Daily, Mexico's legal immigration policies are designed to provide the country with the skill sets that the country needs. There's no talk of letting in those who will do the work that Mexicans won't do. Mexican immigration law accepts those who have the necessary funds for their sustenance while denying entry to those who are not healthy or would upset the equilibrium of the national demographic. There will be no fundamental transformation of Mexico under the Mexican Constitution. While we invite illegal immigration with jobs, service in the U.S. military, driver's licenses, and discounted college tuition denied U.S. citizens from another state, Mexico slams that door. Article 32 of Mexico's constitution bans non-native-born residents from holding sensitive jobs and joining the country's military in peacetime. Article 33 gives the president of Mexico the right to deport foreigners at will without the deportation hearing that 90% of our illegals fail to show up for. Foreigners are prohibited from participating in Mexican politics in any way. You can't even fly anything. You can't fly an American flag there. Now, all Donald Trump should do and all he should be saying is that we're going to do what Mexico does. Have a zero tolerance policy towards illegal immigration that protects the country's demographics and economic and political stability. You know, what's wrong with that? Why shouldn't we be protecting America? At townhall.com, Victor Davis Hanson notes that Mexico has a zero tolerance for illegal immigrants who seek to work inside Mexico, happen to break Mexican law, or go on public assistance, or any citizens who aid them. He writes, in Mexico, legal immigration is aimed at privileging lawful arrivals with skill sets that aid the Mexican economy and, according to the country's immigration law, who have the necessary funds for their sustenance. So, in other words, they've got to be able to, they got to come there with their own money because they're not going to be allowed to make any. While denying entry to those who are not healthy, translated, that idea of demographic equilibrium apparently means that Mexico tries to withhold citizen status from those who do not look like Mexicans or have little skills to make money. If you're highly skilled and a boon to Mexico, well, okay. Welcome, senor. The United States were to treat Mexican nationals in the same way that Mexico treats Central American nationals, there would be a humanitarian outrage. We should be doing that, though. Now, it's also sort of needless to say that there's no sanctuary cities in Mexico for immigrants from Central and South America. Human Events has noted that Mexico keeps track of everybody within its borders. There are no visa overstays or foreigners working illegally in Mexico. Federal, local, and municipal police must cooperate with federal immigration authorities upon request to assist in the arrest of illegal immigrants. A national population registry keeps track of every single individual who comprises the population of the country and verifies each individual's identity. A national catalog of foreigners tracks foreign tourists and immigrants and assigns each individual with a unique tracking number. Foreigners who fail to obey the rules will be fined, deported, and or imprisoned as felons. Foreigners who fail to obey a deportation order are to be punished. Foreigners who are deported from Mexico and attempt to re-enter the country without authorization can be imprisoned for up to 10 years. Foreigners who violate the terms of their visa may be sentenced for up to 6 years in prison. That's Articles 119, 120, and 121. Foreigners who misrepresent the terms of their visa while in Mexico, such as working without a permit, can also be imprisoned. I'm happy with all of this. Good for you, Mexico. Good for you. All that Trump needs to do is point out that if it's good enough for Mexico, it's good enough for the United States. I'm in. Who's with me? In Mexico. And, you know, it's quite... For these people that come across through Mexico to get to our border, that's a very hazardous journey because the Mexicans will mess you up. They'll mess you up. I mean, they'll throw you in jail, and then they'll come into your cell, and they'll mess you up. They'll extort you. They'll strip you down, and they'll mess you up. They have these trains that a lot of the people, they ride. When I say they ride on the train, I mean like on top of it. And there's a bunch of them that die on the way. They call it the train of death. There's a bunch of people that die on the way because they fall off the train and get killed. And yet they run that gamut, that gauntlet that is Mexico to get to the United States. And we're inviting them, right? We're inviting them. We have the anchor babies. Yeah, we have them. We'll give them everything they need. We'll give them housing. They get a car. They get a job. They get food. They get money. I mean, why wouldn't they come? Maybe, though, we should adopt the laws and the ways of Mexico. Because, after all, if it's good enough for the Mexican government, and if it's good enough for the Mexican people and the country of Mexico, then as far as illegal immigration is concerned, we should be pursuing it the same way Mexico does, just to maintain our demographic. I'm with it. We'll be right back.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
From the Second Call Defense, your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
The only kind of holster I currently run, G-Code. Now, this has nothing to do with guns. It has nothing to do really with politics. It has to do with being mouthy. It has to do with the fact that I have known far too many great people in either a blue uniform or a camouflage uniform. It has to do with the fact that I just can't stand completely unaware idiots being adored for being traitors and for being asshats. Because I want to thank soon-to-be-washed-out-of-the-league quarterback Colin Kaepernick for teaching me what true bravery really is. Before that powerful act of resistance to America, I thought heroes were the kind of people I served with in the military, or I see driving by me in cars with blue lights, or the kind of guys that run into a burning place to save a cat. I thought those were heroes. What being a hero really means is being willing to trash your own country. Thereby, you get to drown in the tsunami of slobber spilling from the pie hole of every leftist dork from here to ESPN Studios. Surviving Tuskegee Airmen, forget about it. Here we have a zillionaire man-child with a room full of colorful sneakers. He's going to help you get woke. You should get ready to receive a knowledge download on oppression from a pampered prince who's unworthy to kiss your combat boots. I don't follow football. Not anymore. I used to follow it back in the 60s and the 70s when, you know, you had athletes that were not showboats, okay? And so I don't care about these sports that they – a whole bars, you know, the whole flat-screen TV was born out of the adulation of sports. But this just proves I'm right to ignore this stuff, because Colin Kaepernick is a buffoon, but he's a buffoon empowered by a lifetime of people who've indulged and excused and sucked up to him ever since he demonstrated what is apparently merely a mildly above average ability to throw a leather orb at some other guy in tights. And it's a game, and these same yahoos don't vote, or don't want to vote, or don't intend to vote, or they don't want to vote for this guy because he sounds like that, or they don't like guns because surely they're dangerous. That kind of people. The only thing more sickening than Kaepernick's utterly ridiculous posturing is the outpouring of excuses and justifications being made for it. Some of them come from people who flat out hate the United States of America, and that slimy segment of population that quivers in orgasmic delight when offered the opportunity to disrespect the great nation upon which they feed, like parasites, free to be damn fools through the exertions of better men and women. They would love nothing more than to normalize contempt for their country, and it must kill them whenever they see a soldier walk by unspat upon. Not that they would do any spitting themselves. They're not going to risk getting a punch to the neck beard for hawking a loogie at some 11 Bravo. Then you have the folks who love everything about America except America's past and present and its inhabitants. These are the kind of people who argue that because America waited, you know, somewhere around 70 years to engage in a war in which hundreds of thousands have died in order to free the slaves instead of doing it right away, its history is one of unblemished evil, and it has forfeited any legitimacy 150 years later. Of course, these graduates of the John Oliver School of Lib Cliché History neglect to mention those hundreds of thousands who died in order to free the slaves. In court, the response to offering such evidence would be objection. That fact hurts my case. Then we got Obama in pantsuit. They fall into this category. Whenever they have to stand up and pretend to love this country, it's pretty clear they think America would be much better off without any actual Americans in it. Then there are the folks who don't get how the whole free speech thing works. So to take it from the top, just because you exercise a right does not necessarily mean you're not a blithering idiot. If that were the case, then the many quarter wits sounding off about how Copernicus is some sort of hero for merely using the rights his sorry rear end neither earned nor defended should be rallying around Donald Trump. Trump's speaking freely, so by their logic, they hate everything America stands for by disagreeing with him. This is where they explain that it's different because they don't agree with Trump. And it's baffling that actual adult women and men will argue with a straight face that Copernicus' exercise of the First Amendment right to sit on the bench, which he apparently has little choice about, forecloses our First Amendment right to point out that he's a damn fool. It's hard to provide a cogent legal critique of that viewpoint because that notion is so utterly alien to American jurisprudence. Suffice it to say, in the words of Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, that's so not a thing. Then there are the people that call Kaepernick brave. Some people really think that this tattooed goof has taken a risk. Of what? Of being celebrated by liberal media? Of getting attention? His abilities on the field surely won't earn him? The NFL won't even clearly repudiate his idiotic views. Of course, it also won't let the Cowboys honor the cops, some other Black Lives Matter fan murdered. That's another reason to eschew pro sports. It's been assimilated into the liberal fascist Borg. The NBA is now boycotting states. It won't let men lurk in women's restrooms. Who knew guys who threw balls through hoops had a stake on where people urinate? And NASCAR is going to have to mandate coexist bumper stickers on their cars. It's going to be up to us to stop this travesty. The heroes are the Tuskegee Airmen. They're the fathers who stay and raise their families. They're the police who get in the cars every day that you never hear about. They're the men and women of the fire department. They're the men and women in the military today, in military of the past, and the vets that walk around every day still proud to have served this country, willing to do it again if they had to. These are the real heroes, and their legacy is written forever in the pages of history and the blood shed, defending what this jerk and his pathetic ilk take so for granted. Colin Kaepernick will be forgotten in a year. Let's not forget the people who actually deserve the mantle, the people who stood between you and darkness and evil. Let's not forget them. It's okay to forget Colin Kaepernick, but let's remember who does the deed. This is Lock and Load.
A gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and being indestructible is a difference. Yeah. We make way too much of the presidency. We have these epic long campaigns. Billions of dollars are spent, and we still end up with people that we don't trust. Other democratic nations can be so speedy at getting new heads of state that it's easy to pine for a parliamentary method of choosing our president. Consider how expeditiously Prime Minister David Cameron was replaced after the recent vote on Brexit, which Cameron had opposed. He was against leaving the EU. He was at odds with the citizenry, so he had to go. And before you knew it, the Brits were being led by Theresa May, like in a matter of weeks. And when Neville Chamberlain was shown to have erred in judgment about Hitler, he was quickly replaced with Churchill. Members of Parliament were able to quickly settle on suitable new leaders. They didn't need input from the people in national elections. Now, of course, Cameron and Chamberlain have the decency to resign, which made it even easier to replace them. Resignations, however, rarely happen in America, where elected leaders cling to power. Like baby koala bears, they cling to power. Americans can be rather proprietary about their votes for president. But, as we know, popular vote doesn't elect the president. The Electoral College does. And occasionally, 1888 and 2000, the college and the electorate don't agree. Because the voting in the college is winner-take-all in all but two states, one might be able to make the case that the president is the president of several states, not the president of the people. If we had no electoral college and presidents were elected directly by the people, the 2016 election would be closer than it is, and the battleground states would be much less important. And even Pantsuit has once called for abolishing the electoral college. Ask her what she thinks about that now and what she thinks about the states adopting proportional voting rather than winner-take-all. And, well, you know, she's probably not going to go for that. When the Electoral College is at loggerheads, the election of the president is thrown into the U.S. House of Representatives. In 1800, Jefferson was elected by the House, which inaugurated the 28 continuous years of presidents emerging from the grand old Democratic Republican Party, the first Republican Party, a.k.a. the Jeffersonian Republicans. Maybe the Democrats could rename their Jefferson-Jackson dinners. I don't know. In 1824, when no candidate received a majority of votes in the Electoral College, John Quincy Adams was also elected by the House. And we shouldn't forget the tumultuous election of 1876 when the president was determined by a special electoral commission. With this constant hoopla of the presidential campaign that we've had to endure over longer than the last year, a visiting Martian would probably conclude that the first branch of the federal government is the executive branch, which the president runs. But not according to the Constitution. Congress is the first branch of the federal government. It is Congress that is covered by Article 1 of the Constitution. It is Congress that has the power to choose presidents when the Electoral College is stumped. And it is Congress that consents to appointed members of the other two branches. And it is Congress that can impeach and remove the president and other executive branch officials that it disapproves of, as well as members of the third branch, the judiciary. Yet Congress doesn't act like the first branch of government. And so presidents step into the void and issue executive orders. And ere long, we have an imperial presidency. President and the rest of the executive branch are becoming, in effect, the first branch of the federal government, and that needs to change. See, one of the things about the Supreme Court is that at any given time, the Congress can roll up on the Supreme Court and say, you guys need to stand down. They can do that, and they can enforce that at any given time. Alas, America doesn't seem to be much of a nation of laws anymore. We're more of a nation of regulations, where unelected bureaucrats dictate to the people what they can do with their own land and what they must provide for their employees and what they must do with the money that the government allows them to keep. As an example, the Bureau of Land Management levies ridiculous fines on ranchers and even hikers. The Fed thinks American ranchers must be brought to heel, so they'll fine Cliven Bundy of Nevada $200 per head of livestock a day. Where does the executive branch get the authority to fine the Little Sisters of the Poor $70 million for non-compliance with Obamacare? How do our pointy-headed bureaucrats arrive at this figure? These outrageous fines are fascistic. One of the few hopeful signs of a deeply divided D.C. is the Senate's refusal to act on the president's nomination to fill the vacancy left by Scalia. Finally, the Senate is acting like it belongs to the first branch of government. If Obama wants to fill the vacancy, then he should nominate a conservative to the court. If another vacancy occurs on the high court and he refuses to nominate a conservative, the Senate should sit on that one as well. We've been fed this notion that Congress should defer to the president and that Congress is obstructionist if it doesn't grant the president everything he she wants. My senior senator, Lindsey Graham, believes that he should defer to the president. And that's anti-constitutional and anti-American. The president is supposed to execute the will of Congress, not the reverse. Would it be unthinkable if the House could have votes of no confidence like a parliament and could summarily sack presidents who don't measure up? Now, given that the people have been voting for a congenital liar who has committed the same vile acts that have landed others in prison, perhaps the House should elect all presidents. The House got it right when they chose Jefferson, so why not let them choose all our presidents? I know it's a bad idea. In any event, though, it's time for Congress to start acting like the first branch of government and revive this moribund institution. They need to act like what they are. The power and prerogatives of the president and the whole executive branch of the federal government need to be checked and ratcheted back. We need to reinstitute the Office of Independent Counsel or even a permanent special prosecutor whose sole focus is corruption in the federal government. He'll be busy. We need such an office because the Justice Department isn't doing their job. Because Pantsuit clearly broke the law when she led the State Department, but the Attorney General isn't prosecuting her. Nor does the AG appear to be pursuing the other officials at state that let Clinton for 4 years do the public's business on a private, non-secure server. And now Clinton has a 50-50 chance of being the president. The Justice Department is no longer about justice. It's about politics and even and corruption. So now we need a shadow Justice Department that reports to Congress only, not to the president, which goes after government corruption only. We make an awful lot of the president. The media and the party hacks tell Americans that this is the one, our savior. No one else will do. This is the smartest person ever to run for the presidency, including Jefferson. With the exceptions of Washington and Lincoln, no president is indispensable. No politician, for that matter, is indispensable. They're all disposable. They're all replaceable. We need to make damn sure that they understand that we feel that way. I'll settle for a president who doesn't want to lie with me with every other breath and who, you know, may have a smidgen of decency. I would take that. Loan that to me if you would. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And beyond quality, there's that whole thing about where they don't ever break. That makes a big difference for me, too. And where they don't ever let go of your weapon. And where they are so modular. Lots of reasons to like G-Code. If you want to look at the most dangerous places in America, all you have to do is look at their executive branch there. Who's the mayor? Who's in charge of the police? Who's this? Who's that? Where the liberals reign supreme, this is the most dangerous places. These are the most dangerous places in America. And these are primarily large U.S. cities. The city of Chicago was infamously a significant part of this violence. If you were to get rid of the gang-related shootings, Chicago would be a model city because 80% of the shootings that occur there are gang-related. What's one of the most common traits among American gang members? Broken families, especially those involving fatherless homes. Yet in a foolish tweet that followed the tragic death of Nakia Aldridge, Dwayne Wade's cousin in Chicago, another victim of senseless gang violence, where Donald Trump brazenly declared that African Americans will vote Trump, he failed to make note of the breakdown of the family. If you're going to politicize a violent death, which Obama and his minions do all the time, you should do this in an intelligent manner and do it based upon a fact, right? If he wants to endear himself to black America, who have long suffered under the policies of Democrats, he should regularly and loudly point out how complicit it is, and you know how complicit the party of liberalism is to the destruction of the black family and how this destruction has led to the violence, killing literally thousands of black Americans annually. Likewise, after the death of his cousin, Dwayne Wade decided to have a conversation about the violence that plagued Chicago and other urban areas in America. Several of his cohorts from the elite world of professional athletics participated in the discussion, and of course ESPN hosted. There were many mentions of gun violence, but not one mention of the breakdown of the family. There was also the mention of mentoring. I wonder how many of the athletes featured in that particular discussion actually mentor their own children. You know, by
living with their mom and being faithful to the mothers of their children and being there when they're going to bed and waking up. The kids, that is. How many of these athletes are practicing what they preach by not fathering children out of wedlock? You would think that such men of conversation are aware that children born out of wedlock are much more likely to embark on a life of thuggery and violence. Until the real problems that result in gangs and violence are addressed, these conversations are an embarrassing waste of time. Now, speaking of athletes who waste their time, any athlete who expands any amount of time and energy perpetuating the lie that is the narrative of Black Lives Matter movement may as well lose himself on the interstate while driving to a stadium. And yes, once again, I'm addressing Colin Kaepernick. If Mr. Kaepernick wants to sit in protest, even against the nation that has afforded him so much, cool. It'd be nice if you actually found a cause that was worthy of doing it. After being questioned about his decision to sit while the national anthem was being played prior to the start of the most recent San Francisco 49ers preseason football game, Kaepernick stated, "I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. I think it's fair to presume that Mr. Kaepernick has swallowed wholeheartedly the lies of Black Lives Matter. The vast majority of the bodies on the street to which Mr. Kaepernick refers to are the result of young black males killing other young black American males. And again, we come back to the breakdown of the family. Why don't these athletes stand up and say marriage and family? Where are the chorus of those who will join with the likes of the NFL's Ben Watson and speak eternal truth to a nation desperate for it? And if you wanted to protest a flag, how about the rainbow flag of the homosexual agenda? How about that one? Do you think that those in the media or the NFL who support Kaepernick's right to protest the U.S. national anthem would be so accommodating if he stood against the homosexual agenda? Huh? Where are the player protests when the NFL threatened the state of Georgia, a threat to which the governor of Georgia succumbed cowardly to, when a tame religious liberty bill was being considered? You know, woe to those who stand up or sit down for lies but are silent when the truth is under assault. And like it or not, haters, America has been one of the greatest instruments for good the world has ever known, a fact to which Mr. Kaepernick demonstrates stunning ignorance. With our military might, we have been an unequaled force of freedom and liberty around the world. We have liberated millions and defended millions more. For every human being enslaved in America, hundreds of millions more have been freed due to brave and selfless efforts of Americans. America is the most generous nation the world has ever known. Americans account for nearly half of all the charitable giving in the world. The vast majority of these contributions are private. Not government. Whether wars or hurricanes or floods or famines, earthquakes or tsunamis, with our abundant human, natural, and technological resources, time and again, Americans have come to the aid of their neighbors around the world. In addition, according to Mark Tooley, America accepts more immigrants, about a million legally each year, than any other nation, and by some measures, than all other nations combined. America permanently resettles more refugees than any other nation. And most importantly, the U.S. sends out more Christian missionaries than any other nation, nearly tripling the second-place nation, Brazil. So, in other words, Mr. Kaepernick, the United States of America, the nation in which you and countless others like you have become rich and famous, has given you little reason to protest, and much less reason than any other nation in the history of the world. I don't like it when a zillionaire stands up and protests, when he fails to see the fact that he was hungry for something and went out and actually achieved it on his own. I don't like it when he looks at things and thinks that everybody should be given everything that which he earned. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know where that comes from. But it doesn't matter. Like I said, he's going to be forgotten in a year. In a year. If he gets cut and if he's not playing anymore, he's going to get forgotten. his from what I read on the depth chart, he is lacking. I don't watch sports. That doesn't mean I don't understand them. The reason he was drafted was because of his multi-threat capability, which he doesn't have anymore. And if you were a decent passer, but you primarily passed because you could get around and dodge really quick linemen coming at you, and all of a sudden that's gone, you're losing yards, pal. That loses games, and pretty soon Colin Kaepernick, maybe he'll be, a color commentator or something. I'm sure ESPN hires all of these guys. ESPN has become just like MTV. You remember when MTV came out and MTV was just about music? And I mean, you know, yeah, they had VJs and we'd see them for maybe 10 minutes in their entire shift because it was always about a music video. And then one day they started The Real World and then they said, reality TV, it's great. And then I guess now all it is reality TV. I don't know because I don't have cable TV anymore because I hate TV. Makes me nauseous. And now ESPN has become, they've become basically a liberal shill. Why can't sport be without politics? Why can't it be apolitical? I would like that. I would really like for sport to be apolitical. I thought that's where everybody could run to do without politics just for 5 minutes. Let me watch the Olympics. Let me watch this basketball game, this volleyball game, this baseball game, where nobody cares what this person stands for, or what this person is, or, you know, whatever. We'll do this again one more time this week in 21 hours from now, and then remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. This has been Lock and Load.
For an edge, eliminating the false, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.